All right, praise God. Yeah. All right. Some weird stuff going on here. I don't understand why my computer ain't working anymore. And if that's not bad enough, I can't even get into the chat box. But I'm in there. Okay. Stand by.
We at Watchman Radio want to take the time to thank you for listening to our broadcasts. The world is now entering into the last days, and we see the signs all around us. Wars, rumours of wars, plagues, pestilence, famines, and earthquakes. These signs are here to alert us and let us know the return of Jesus Christ is at hand. The Antichrist system is in place, and many will be deceived. Our goal is to get this warning out in any way we can, but we're in dire need of your support. Our listeners are all that is backing this radio ministry. Please help sound the trumpet. People need to be informed about repenting from their sins now. Jesus said, "Be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." Won't you stand with us? All donations can be made out to Watchman Radio, sent to P.O. Box 1576, West Babylon, NY 11704. You can choose to use our website with a quick, secure online method at watchmanradio.net. That's watchmenradio.net. Or if you like, call us toll-free at 1-877-734-6327. May the Lord bless you and keep you in the days ahead. Thank you.
Watchmen Radio.
All right, praise God. We are definitely broadcasting live tonight, so hallelujah. And we're going to get Scott Hessler on, and going to get RIP back on. Thank you for my... I just need my cell phone. Thanks. And I'm still trying to get in the chat box myself. But if you do go in the chat box, some people go in there, and a lot of people weren't wondering what happened to the website. Website just goes to the Podomatic page now, it looks like. So I got to get that fixed, and hopefully server's not deleted. And it's weird. This is weird stuff you deal with, right? In life, right? So, I don't understand why I can't get into this chat box. I'm trying, you know what it is? I'm logged into the wrong wireless network. Yep. So, praise God, we are live December 5th, 2015. And tell you one thing, this year we're going to be getting real serious about worship, praise. Be doing live on the air. We're going to be doing worship music, amen. So look for that. And hello. Yeah, somebody called me. You know. Not a game right now. So, yeah, mixlr.com / you know. What the hell's going on there, bro?
Hey, man, I got intermittent signals. What's going on?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was pretty horrifying. You just put us through terror right there.
Was that you?
I don't know what's going on, but my laptop, I can't log on to the network anymore. And all this just started when I went on the air. So, jeez. Yeah, weird stuff going on here, man. Incidentally, you are back to being the holy tough guy. Oh, I'm in the chat box. There's people in the chat. Yeah, you can go to mixlr.com/watchmenradio. That's watch M-E-N radio. Now, here's the deal. Okay, we got to get RIP on. Oh, geez. Yeah, this is what I'm saying about live radio. I might just start doing tape to broadcast. You know, all these years I'm doing live. Where's Sammy? Where is it? Where is everybody? You know, I'm on my own. Are you there, JW?
MixLR, bro. I'm in there. I could see people saying hi, but then, you know.
No, I'm talking about these issues that I had, you know, just before I went on the air. You know, my laptop just did an update on its own. You know, weird stuff.
Hello?
Yeah, RIP. I you know. Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm representing the West Coast. I'm sitting here with my hound dog.
RIP's back. And then we got Zoe on. We're going to get a word from those two in a minute. I just want to touch on some verses real quick because the Lord has impressed this upon me. And I know we got Scott coming on, so he's going to be on in the bottom of the hour, Scott Hessler. So did I say his name right this time?
Close.
Zoe gave me the wrong name, but
close.
All right, so I just want to touch on a couple scripture, and then I want to go over some news. But the Faith Radio Project, we have a bunch ready, batches upstairs. And the website is down, so people that have been trying to make donations, the link is not there anymore. So, but it was donations@watchmenradio.net. It's watch, M-E-N, radio.net. That was the email for donations. People have just sent donations in, incidentally, and God bless you for that. And I mean it. God bless you for that, because that just enabled me to buy 100 more SD cards. And like I predicted about the Faith Radio Project, thousands would be going out, and we're approaching that now. So it's happening. These radio, now the key to the Faith Radio Project is not to glorify anybody but the Lord. Amen. So the messages on there all grafted around faith, because the Lord impressed that upon me that we have to get these out to folks in need. Need of good teaching, because a lot of teachings have been in this time we're in are so terrible. And the compiling I did there, I feel the Lord directed me to do that. So a lot of people, what's happening is, this is so crazy, but not crazy, but it's like people get the Faith Radio and they give it out. They give it to Faith Radio, they give it out. They get a Faith Radio because they just want to bless people with it. So then, you know, donation come in, and then I got to get more ready. You know, make more directions, get them out. So if you didn't get your radio, and I know a lot of you are waiting, that you called in on the 877-734-6327, that they're going out. So hang in there. And, you know, incidentally, if you do have an emergency, like some people, you know, if it's an emergency, make sure you tell me so I can move those out faster, because as you know, these are free. Faith Radio free. And they're just supported by people out there that believe in the project. They really do. They believe in it. Because once you get your Faith Radio, you're like, oh, my God, this is just unbelievable. Because, you know, keep playing. Let's say I got people. I got one woman the other day. She listened to Faith Radio so much, I'm actually worried about a Faith Radio. And I'm like, oh, God, is that a lack of faith? But no, it's made in, like, China. So I'm like, at the same token, I'm like, I'll send her another Faith Radio. She keeps her Faith Radio playing 24 hours a day for months. And she believes that it's going to absorb into her fabric of a bone. Listen, let that thing MK Ultra you. You know? MK Ultra yourself for faith. Why not? Just be programmed for faith. Just keep listening and absorbing. It says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word / promises of God. When you're hearing the promises of God, and yay, yay, amen, and how God will provide through his word to minister. And to bring healing, the remedy is there. When you have these sowing into your body constantly, and you're speaking them, and you're hearing them, and you're speaking them, this is how faith builds. Now, with that being said, that's going forward. I thank everybody for the donations. And if you ever hear me on here whining for cash, you know, just come over here and blow me away. You know, just get rid of me. Because I can't, it's so terrible. So, I don't ever want that to happen to me, so please pray. Because it just, I think it's a shame, actually, to the gospel. So I want to touch on these verses real quick. Oh, yeah, I'm already running late. All right, so the Lord has impressed upon me, and I've been talking to these guys about this. Now, as we're watching this nation, I've been saying, and I've been preaching this word for years, is that the hedge of this nation is being destroyed. I think we can all agree on that. And what destroys the hedge is sin and transgression. So I just want to go over a couple of verses real quick. And so are you cooking some type of Pop-Tart? All right, hold on.
No, that's my floor creaking.
All right, hold on. All right, so Ecclesiastes 10:8, many of you know that. Ecclesiastes 10:8 says this, "And whoever break the hedge, the serpent will bite them." Very important that, you know, notice here that the breaking of the hedge brought the attack. So the attack was waiting for the hedge to break. The enemy is on the other side waiting patiently for that hedge to come down. Now, over the years, I preached a similar message called the matter of Peor. Peor in Hebrew, P-E-O-R, means opening. And that's found in Numbers chapter 24, 25, and that's about Balaam, the prophet, slash went into warlock later on. But he was hired for cash to curse the children of Israel. And every time he did it, he couldn't do it because the Spirit of God moved on him so strong that he released a blessing. But later on, he got paid more cash. He was outsourced, like a warlock. Warlocks are outsourced. And they came to him, and he finally said, "You know what? I can counsel you on how to bring in this breach." PR, meaning breach, opening. Now, remember that verse here, Ecclesiastes 10:8. Serpent bites. Now, that's the devil. Now, this key here with the matter of PR, I encourage everybody to study this. It's very good because God hated this. This is one thing God hated so many times, he brought it up three times in Scripture. Even in the book of Revelations, he brought it up later on. He said he hated it. This is something he hated. The council, this is how witches operate, actually. They look for breach. That's why you got to sometimes, you know, like I call it a poker face, but you have to, listen, the enemy is constantly looking for opening. Now, this matter of Pure, this council was, he said, "Hey, bring in the Moabite women, okay, the Moabite tribes, and begin to introduce fornication to these people. They're blessed of God, you're blessed of God." But in the same time, the fornication came in, and then that breach opened, and then death came in, because the wages of sin are what? Death. Death came in, and all types of desolation started. Now, this outsourcing that went on here, notice that Balaam just said, gave the counsel. He thought he'd be less accountable at that point. He wasn't cursing them anymore. He was just, he said, "Hey, here's a bone for you. Just know that you could breach these people." And, you know, if you read in Numbers, he actually, this is the problem. He spoke this blessing over the children of Israel. He says, "May those who bless you be blessed, and those that curse you be cursed." That's what Balaam prophesied over the children of Israel. So this is Genesis 12:3. You're seeing it right here. That's the same anointing you have over your life when you don't have any opening. When you're walking with the Lord, you have this protective ricochet going on. Now, not all of us are there. You know, we all have little things we're working on. And once the key is bringing that to the Lord daily, going to the Lord with it daily. Now, the problem with the gospel today is that they've taken this out. Osis is a problem, the once saved, always saved camp, of course. And, of course, the cake, bake, flim-flam gospel, health, wealth, and prosperity, has actually nulled over this. And the preaching and the hardcore preaching of repentance has been kicked to the curb. So many are in danger and don't even realize it in this time. And there's a hardening of sin. That's why Hebrews, it says, beware of the deceitfulness of sin, lest you be hardened in them. Hardened, where there's a their conscience is being seared. So, very important. Now, the key to this, in Isaiah 5, the Lord demonstrates this again in Isaiah 5, where there was so much transgression going on in his vineyard. This is a parable. Verse 4. He talked about the grapes that were being forthrown, the worthless or wicked grapes. He says, "So I will tell you what I'm going to do to my vineyard. I will remove the hedge and it will be consumed. I will break down the wall and it will be trampled. Now, this is very important that you have a hedge around you. And I want you to, somebody somewhere out there tonight or listening in the download broadcast on WWCR tonight, that this time we're in, this season that we're in, the accountability is going up because the enemy is stepping up attacks more so than ever. I'm telling you that 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion. And he's walking around seeking to devour. And the only way he could do this, he's seeking for what we said earlier, is that hedge. Now, you break the hedge. You break the hedge through opening doors, through fornications, through lusts, through lying, backbiting, and slander. Just open to Galatians 5:19 and go right through to verse 21. And read those all. If some of you want to read them in a newer translation to identify with them. Understand that even emulations that are going on today, especially in the webtronica of the everybody's become a leader in the internet church, there is a lot of, like we call personality cults, that are swarming, and there's a lot of words being thrown. I'm going to be getting into that next week about the word curses. And JW, you know, for years we've been talking about that in that book years ago that we read. You know, that is very real too. So understand that every idle word also will breach. So we have to really be sober in this hour. Amen? Be sober. Amen. And every transgression, everything, start making a list out. Now, the Lord has dealt with me this year on my job specifically. I got it through a prophetess, came up to me in church. And that has actually happened. That word has come to pass. She prophesied over me. She only prophesied over two people. The entire church was full. And one, she pointed out, was me. And she said, you know, like that. And she nailed it, what was going on in my job, and God was going to remove that from me because I was getting ensnared with carnality on my job, with a lot of, you know, just crazy stuff. And you know how it is on your job sometimes with other guys in my job. So God had taken that away, and I just know how to skip past that now. I skip past it. I move on. And that was a door. So all these little things, the enemy's looking for that breach. So the hedges can be destroyed and desolated in different regions and bigger openings. Obviously, fornication is the worst opening. And all these teachings today that are not preaching against sin are allowing a lot of this to take root in a lot of the body of believers today. So the warning tonight is to, you know, go into Genesis, I think it's 35, about Jacob calling his house back to Bethel in that double portion. When you come back to the Lord and you just put everything under that oak tree, you know, just get rid of it, all the earrings, all the abominations, and you'll be renamed El Bethel, a double portion of El, meaning Yah. The Lord, Elohim, will be poured out on you. He's expected some of this to come upon his children, but he's calling us out of it, like Jacob was called out of it, and El Bethel, a double portion, because you are the house of God. Your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen? No breach on the porch, no breach in the inner courts, no breach anywhere on that temple. This year, let's take a note of it. Amen? Now,
amen.
With that being said, I want to just touch on that RIP. We want to keep RIP in prayer because RIP, Rip Logan and Zoe are working on a trip, which they actually have been using the Mass Deliverance Manual. I'm telling people for years, the Mass Deliverance Manual is very important. It's been in Hindi years ago. We had it translated to Hindi, and they've been using it over there, and they're going to need prayer, obviously. So, Zoe, why don't you just touch on what's going on and how people can get behind what you're doing in India right now. This is an outreach, people. So go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, when you do good works, you keep busy. You know, the other saying, the devil has work for idle hands. You don't want to be idle, like Rich was saying, about being busy for the devil's work. You want to be busy for the Lord's work, and God will protect you and give you a hedge, and you keep that hedge high. So Rip Logan and myself have been working with some other team members, one of which is named Mercy. Mercy, and we named a little mission out to Ram's village in Tenali, India, called Mercy Mission India, and Rip is the missionary that's going down. It's his second trip there. We had a successful time last time. This time, he's going for Christmas, and he's going down there to reach out to those orphans and disciple and train them in the Elijah Challenge.
Amen.
And an awesome woman of God is also traveling with her that lives there that got miraculously healed and saved, and she's going to be there with these orphans, including Rip's new wife, and she lives also in India. So there's an exciting momentum going here. And Rip, I'd like you to share with the audience a little bit more about what the Lord's doing there with you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, so in January, we had Ram Skype in on a live radio program with Brother Marcus. And many of the Watchman Radio listeners will know of Brother Marcus from Pine Ridge Warriors. Brother Marcus released a very very powerful word that the glory of the Lord was going to descend on Ram's village and orphanage by the end of this year. So we're in December this month, so it's the end of this year, so we are obeying that prophecy, and we're going. And the prophecy said that the glory of the Lord was going to descend on Ram's village, and seven or eight of his children were going to be so impacted that they were going to be raised up as Revelation 12:11 overcomers. God was going to raise them up as future apostles, deliverance ministers, prophets, and they were going to be in the final generation during the great showdown between the forces of darkness and the forces of light during the end times.
Wow.
That was the prophecy that was released, so we are honoring that. We have now a bigger vision to plant orphanages all over India and take in many of those castaway children and get them delivered at a young age, filled with the Holy Spirit, and
Amen.
Train them up from a young age that they can do exploits. And then when they're old enough, we're going to turn them loose in India, and they're going to be little apostles, prophets, evangelists, and that's our vision. We are working with Mercy. She was saved on her deathbed, taken to heaven, received a powerful word from Jesus to... evangelize in the end times to the Muslims and to the Hindus, primarily to the Muslims. And she actually has your mass deliverance manual. And when she put it to work, when I was there the last time, the whole place turned into bedlam. I mean, it just, people were down on the ground, slithering like snakes, puking, the whole nine yards. And it actually scared some of the pastors that were there. They didn't know what to think. They'd never seen anything like it before. They went and hid in the corner.
Wow.
And myself and Mercy were ministering to many of these people, and many people got set free that day. And I will give one testimony that was there. A woman came up to us afterwards and said, I've been battling lust for several years, and I was just about to give over to it and get into an adulterous relationship. And because I had gone and talked to my pastor, and he said those are just normal human desires and to just fight against it. And now I know that I can be set free from it. We cast that demon of lust out of her.
Yes.
Amen.
And so, yeah.
Well, listen, that manual, okay, has been used all over the world. Carl Henderson uses it, been used in many crusades. Now, that's actually included in Every Faith Radio on that SD card if anybody wants it. It's actually all the languages, Spanish, Hindi, are all on the Faith Radios if you secretly go onto that SD card if you know how. So that manual is all over. The key to that, folks, is, that's going to be all over India. That's a good, powerful testimony, RIP. And are you going to be able to get them printed up over there?
Yes, and we printed a few out last time. I'm planning on doing it on a broader scale this time and just handing it out to anybody that wants it.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna need to, do you have a website? People want to get behind this?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, Mercy Mission India. It's linked to mine and Zoe's Facebook addresses. I believe most people in the Watchman Radio community are probably friends with us on Facebook. My name is Rip Logan. Zoe, what is your Zoe Eddie on there?
Yeah, Zoe Eddie, and you can get me on Facebook as well. And also, don't forget to stop by the ElijahChallenge.org. We have Mercy's full testimony of what had happened and a donation button there to help us.
Yes.
Because we are doing this thing by faith. I mean, we're walking out here. We don't have churches or organizations backing us. So we have a PayPal address. If you'd like to give, we're going to give a presence to the children, the orphans this year. We've been doing this for 5 years in a row now.
Wow.
So we really do need support now to go this next extra mile. So it's Agape Blessing India at gmail.com. Agape Blessing India at gmail.com. That is the giving button there. And there's also a donate button on our Facebook page. You can click there and fill it out. We really, really appreciate your help this year.
Even making the manuals costs money. So, you know, people, this is the key. Listen, the Mass Deliverance Manual, we know there's an anointing on that because everywhere that manual goes, there's like fireworks going off. So we want, listen, this is the key. This is the key to going forward and, you know, doing the exploits, raising up disciples, okay, and bringing the gospel of power, the real gospel, all over the world. Now, what's going on today is cake bake. A lot of it. Not saying all of it, but you know what they, what these guys are doing with the Elijah Challenge, the teaching of authority through the priestly and kingly anointings, and then of course the Deliverance Manual, which we compiled years ago, is a very fruitful and getting that out. It's actually converted in Hindi for the Indian language already. So listen, this no brainer. This is going forward. Amen. And it's anointed. So.
Yes, and I got one more thing I'd like to say. When I truly came back to the Lord a few years ago, I promised that I would serve Him, but I did not want to serve Him in the American churchianity version of Christianity. I wanted the Book of Acts.
Yes.
So I am going out the limb because that's what I want. I want to be just like Philip when he went into that town. He turned it so upside down that Simon the Sorcerer was trying to buy what he had.
Right.
That's what I want. Not for myself. I want to be a profitable servant. I know Zoe does too. And there, I need to thank people like your next guest, Scott, who did deliverance on me and was there for me when I was down and out. John Kyle, others. So, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well,
amen.
Is Zoe...
yeah, we're at the bottom of the hour, brother.
I'm going to have to ask you.
No problem.
That's a bad thing, isn't it, to say?
That was a great word out of the book.
I don't want to ask you.
Thank you.
What?
That was a great word out of the book of Keltron about the faith radios. It's awesome. Where'd you get that, brother?
What do you mean, the faith radio? Faith radio what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you're awesome, bro. You got like a major like word about this faith radio thing. This thing is going worldwide, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, I am awesome, by the way. So listen. All right, listen, let me get Scott on. I'm going to have to take the Skype line up, Zoe.
All right, buddy. I'll listen in. Take care.
He said I was awesome, didn't he?
I think so, yeah.
Going to get Scott on. I hope. You know, they changed Skype again for no reason. They just keep changing it. It's ridiculous.
Yes, I'm here.
Scott, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God, and welcome back to Watch and Radio. We are broadcasting. You're a radio man. You know, we are on 4.480 frequency, broadcasting live out of Tennessee and WWCR tonight. Shouts out to all our listeners out there in radio land. We're praying that this transmission is making it all over the world. And Scott is back, and we thank you. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I think this is the third or fourth time I've been on, so looking forward to it.
And you've been blessed every time. And we've been blessed every time, so it's a triple blessing.
Good.
Because RIP is blessed. Right, RIP?
Amen.
Well, Scott, you know, we touched on a little bit of word tonight, and I just want to thank you. You're a seasoned man of God. I have a lot of respect for you because you're a radio man, by the way. And, I'm a radio man, so the key is, listen, radio's coming back, folks. You know, you want to definitely have a ham radio. I got some handheld hams, but shortwave. You know, very important to have in this time because the internet. I just don't trust it. I don't believe the internet's going to be around forever.
Yeah, in fact, on my website at scottinser.org, I have an article that I wrote: a shortwave with a long history. Mm. It's an article I wrote about shortwave. One, when there is nuclear fallout, HF or long wave is going to be the only thing that really is going to cut it through because of the particles. So, yes.
Praise God. And if you do have a word tonight or you just want to go over your ministry, because you're like a watchman slash deliverance minister, and that's what we like about you.
Yeah, I kind of cover a lot of things. I am a deliverance minister, but I handle it in a little different way than probably the most, and that is that I know what's going on out in the world.
Yes.
I know about the globalists. I know about those, the monarch, mind control, MK Ultra, these things, satanic ritual abuse. So I cover the whole gamut. But being a radio man or a technical, I was in electronic engineering. I was with General Electric and Motorola and did some contract work with Intel.
Wow.
So I've got a background to understand about the technology that psychotronics, which is a manipulation or control of the mind through radio. And so I approach things a little differently because I know that some of the people that I have worked with over the years, meaning that I've done deliverance, some know it as exorcisms, that in reality, it wasn't demons. It was demons in cahoots with the New World Order to use electronics.
Yes.
And
with that being said, Scott, if I may, let me ask you a question. You brought up an interesting point, and you're probably the man to go to for this, because I've been wondering about it for years. And, you know, I know that through the MK Ultra program, they're doing a splitting of that soul.
Yeah.
They're embedding a spirit, whether they know it or not. I'm sure they do. And in the same token, they're also using EOF, extremely low frequency, a lot of times. Isn't that true?
Yes, that is true. And they're also using cell phones. I found out I'm dealing with a lot of people who are getting gang stalked. In fact, I mentioned on my show last night that someone tried to run me over in a parking lot at a Home Depot.
Wow.
And as I looked in their eyes, because that's how close it was, they had no expression, no look. They were gone.
Mm.
And what I have found is that cell phones, both through the radio waves of high frequency, but because of the transducers like the audio speaker, it's a piezo, that too can introduce ELF, low frequency. So between the two combinations, these gang stalkings, a lot of the people that are involved with this are being controlled by the cell phones.
Mm.
And the cell phones are actually stimulating the dopamines in the brain. And so these people who are being controlled by it, when they do their dirty work and they succeed, they actually get rewarded by the high off of their phones.
Jeez. I'm wondering if we could just put like a high pass filter on our phone.
Yeah, there are things you can do, absolutely. The other is, you can run apps to make sure that an app hasn't been put on your phone.
Yeah.
Because that's
I believe this is going on because, that the Navy Yard shooting a few years back, and I don't know if you remember it, but...
Oh, absolutely.
The guy was covering Elf Destroyer on everything, so... ELF, we know, is an extremely low frequency.
That's correct.
And they're embedding spirits with this, Scott.
Yeah. In fact, you can buy an ELF receiver. You can go on to the internet and purchase one as a kit because the Earth itself produces ELF. And so there's, with ham radio operators and those who like electronics, have been listening to the Earth for a very long time. Well, it also turns out that it can be a detector to let you know if you're being targeted.
Hmm. That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
I would like that. I think that I'm being targeted.
Well, I think we all are.
Yeah.
The other is cell sites are everywhere. Okay. Even though that's 800, 900, 1.2, 1.3, all the way up to 2.4 gigs, they too, because of the towers everywhere, can have transmitters on ELF.
Interesting.
And so we're just bombarded everywhere.
Yeah, so basically what's going on today, let me ask you a question, Scott. These shooters that are popping up everywhere, I know it's a breach in this country and things are being allowed due to the transgression. It says many the princes of the land due to the transgressions. And this country is involved in high levels of iniquity
yes.
At this phase. So it's the dark side, let's call it, can get away with more because of the protection being lifted. And this these shooters that are popping up, you believe a lot of them have been MK Ultra'd?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that and psychotronic type or drugs of that cause them to see the splitting of the soul. When you said that, what's happening here is when trauma is introduced, God gave us all the ability to deal with things at a certain point. And so when trauma happens, like a car accident, or you're in the war or something to that matter,
yes,
there's a splitting. So when something is so overwhelming to your mind, you can survive it. Now, it takes some intelligence, some lower IQ people, unfortunately, fracture to the point that they end up in institutions.
Yes.
But those that have high IQs, this is one of the reasons that personality disorder can be such a handful, because you have a very high intelligence person that's bopping back and forth with these different personalities. But when you have somebody who is SRA, satanically ritually abused or intentionally programmed, they will receive commands to go back and forth to these personalities. So you can deal with somebody who's absolutely perfect and fine and very nice, and they can get a phone call on their cell phone, and now all of a sudden they're cutting your throat.
Yeah, Russ Dizdar talks a lot about that.
Absolutely, and he's right. He's absolutely correct.
That's going on today, folks. SRA, very real, and let's face it, there's organizations today that are using this same level of mind control, which they're embedding spirits, shattering and splitting our soul. Well, not mine, because I'm in the blood of Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Now, that's the key. Now, Scott, the blood of Jesus Christ can block these waves.
Yes. In fact, in the last days, when we see that the system, the beast system, those things that have been unleashed, we also see that God is going to pour out his spirit. So this technology that they're using is going to fail for those who are in Christ Jesus. Now, there's going to be those who are on the fence. I've mentioned before, I saw that vision in 2005, that there was going to be a massive insanity that was going to take place, even with those who are professing Christians. So it's very important to confess your sins, as we see in Acts 3:19 and John and so forth, to get rid of these things so that the devil doesn't have a stronghold, doesn't have a legal right to us. Now, you mentioned about spirits that come in with the fracturing. Since trauma is a willful act of vengeance or violence against another human being, that is a legal right for demons to come in.
Wow.
So you can have somebody that has a fracture. I call them alters. The medical world calls it the multiple personality or identity disassociation disorder. But with it comes demons.
Wow.
And so whenever I work with somebody that is a multiple, I also cast out their demons that are attached to it. This is why you see some people that their multiples are actually evil. Some multiples have actually sold themselves out, and they think they're a protector of the whole person.
That's right.
And so it's very difficult for someone that's gone to that level to bring them back. Not that it's impossible, but it's the devotion, the love, and getting them in the Word, because if they can read the Word, I have seen people that have gone through shock treatment that have completely lost their mind, but they've had people sit with them to help them read the Word, and within a year they were completely back. So the blood of Jesus Christ gets us where we need to be, and that's back in relationship with God.
Well, let's face it, the sects of the government, DOD, the PSYOP programmings, they've come a long way, Scott. And I've talked to Russ about this. And the level of psychotropic drugs that are being ministered today to folks is actually making it easier, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, here's another thing that people are forgetting about. Now, there was a time that I worked in public works as a troubleshooter for controls and monitors. It's called SCADA. That's how you operate pumps from a distance and so forth. And one of the issues is that everyone's taking all these drugs. Well, you have waste from a human being, and it goes into the reclaims and gets processed and released. Mm. But the medications are going into the drinking water.
Wow.
So we're consuming everyone else's drugs to a point. And it's slow. It's a small amount. But over a long period of time, there's also effects. And we also see this with plastics that break down and mimic estrogen.
Yeah.
So men become feminized. I mean, all of this was not in the garden. This is a corruption of the earth. This is the devil's plan.
It's a curse.
It's a soft
kill. It's a curse,
slope.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean, even the GMOs, all these things are attributing to a further decline of man. And that's why it's important, folks, in this hour, like Scott was touching on, we touched on it earlier, you know, 1 John 1:9, to just get everything under the blood of Jesus Christ in this hour. Close that door. Shut that door. If you're struggling in one thing or another, the key is the deliverance ministry can help you break free from that, even if it's not right away, will be a gradual coming out of that bondage. Because that's what the enemy wants you. He wants you ensnared in that bondage continually, where you're just a slave. And by being that and constantly going back and forth with that wavering, that's the deceitfulness of sin, where hardening can come in. And I've seen it so many times before where people struggled with that for so long that they became hardened to it, and they just went, well, God loves me this way, and stopped fighting that portion of their nature that was dragging them down to the lower realm.
Yeah.
And God is saying in this hour, come up hither, come up hither, come up higher with him. And the only way to do that is to get rid of the weights. Amen?
Amen. The self-worth is the other thing the devil attacks. So a lot of people I work with think that God gave up on them, God doesn't love them, or
yes,
nobody could love them because they did such terrible things under the demonic control that they couldn't be forgiven. And one of the worst ones is that people think they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit and they're unredeemable.
Wow.
You know, that is a specific act. And so just by sinning is not blaspheming the Holy Spirit, but the demons have told them so. And I've seen people so fearful that they're going to hell that their teeth chatter.
Wow.
And it's terrible. And it's a lie. The devil is a liar. And Jesus comes to bring truth to the lie.
You know what? Maybe at the end of the broadcast, if you could just pray a prayer tonight over the audience, that anyone that is being lied to, that would be halted. Amen?
Amen. I'd love to.
Because that is true, Scott, and I've run into that, and where folks have felt so, trod down that they feel that there's no hope. Now, that's the thing. You know, so we lose hope, faith, and victory tonight into this message. Let hope and faith and victory flow tonight, because the devil is a liar. And that, what Scott was just touching on, that is a demonic lie. You have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the key right now, folks, like we touched on, the whole realm of this message tonight is the closing of the door, the shutting down of the breach, and to not let that serpent bite through any breaking of the hedge. And we want to encourage you tonight that this message is a positive message, that you are going to prevail this year. It's going to be unbelievable because we're going to be amping up the messages and prayer for and worship live on the air. And we're just going to minister the anointing, because that the anointing breaks the yokes. Amen? The bondages and the bands and the cords will sever by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, also get a hold of Scott. You know, Scott, Powell from Ministry. Get behind Scott's ministry. So we're going to give his contact information out in a minute. Now, Scott, touching on another note, in this hour, would you agree that the enemy is amping up his attacks? I mean...
Absolutely. In fact, one of the shows, I don't remember if Marcus was on my show or I was on his, he had prophesied that the enemy was actually training a new army for the last days to stand against those in the deliverance ministry.
Wow.
And we have seen greater attacks. In fact, Rip, I just sent you an email when you get a chance to read it. It's about a circumstance that I already ran in tonight, which may be part of yesterday.
Wow.
But the thing of it is that, we are heirs to the kingdom. We are children of the Most High God. And I'll tell you what, it makes me angry to think that they can get away with doing this to a child of the Most High God. We've been bought with the price of the blood of Jesus. We have not been given a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And to be not ashamed of the gospel, it shows the boldness and who we are in Christ to move forward. Because when I do a deliverance, when I say the name of Jesus Christ, these demons tremble. And they are under my control, under my command, because I've been given that through the blood of the Lamb, what he did on the cross.
Mm.
And people need to understand who they are. The church has absolutely destroyed that fact. When I say the church, I mean the corporation.
Yes.
The churches out there now have nothing to do with Jesus Christ.
Wow.
It's all about money. It's all about false doctrine. When we realize what we've been given, remember, God is the creator of the heavens. He is in control, and through his son, he has given his power. That means we are capable of doing things that the church has unfortunately quenched out.
Mm.
And when I say that, when someone comes in and they have cancer or they have something that they potentially are going to lose their life, we don't always win, but I'll tell you what, 90% of the time these people will be cured. And part of it is for them to get it back in their own spirit, who they are. And then they start fighting themselves.
Mm.
And what I've noticed is the ones that we do lose, they've lost the ability to fight. They won't fight.
Wow.
We fight for them. We get them to a certain point. But then when they go off on their own because we can't be around them all the time, they just stop fighting. So personalities, who we are, is a big part of it. We know, like Gideon's army and so forth, that there was, getting down to a certain number. Well, there are people who just have a stronger will than others. And by the way, there are some people, like you can take two complete different people and take the same set of demons and infect them, okay? Both people would have the same demons. The one with the stronger will or the stronger personality won't be in such disastrous circumstances like the one with a weaker will.
Interesting.
Because they're able to stand up and say, okay, it's a bad day, but you know what? I'm going to get through it anyways.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah, so get out of bed, get in the Word and just pound your fist and say, you know what, devil, I'm not taking this any longer. I've got a job to do. It's no mistake that I'm here in these end times, people, because you could have been born, that spirit could have been put in you 2,000 years ago, but no,
yes,
it's here
yes.
today. And so
That's
we're
right.
called for something that God is putting together, and what that is victory over the devil. Now, Revelation shows us that we aren't for a fight, but you know what? I'd rather go down swinging than to be brought up to a trough or something and shot in the back of the head. I'm going to fight all I can.
That's right. Also, knowing the Word and speaking the Word and decreeing the Word over the atmosphere around you and into your body, incidentally, sound is the moving of molecules. You have the power to move and vibrate the atmosphere around you. With your speech, when you're speaking the Word, you're not speaking just text or just basic Word. You're speaking Spirit, because the Lord said His Word is Spirit. So bringing that Word into play is so important. Like you just touched on, Scott, I just, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue against me that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Speaking these type of scriptures over ourselves and over our family, constantly, is a protective hedge and fire of the Spirit of the Lord. Amen?
Absolutely. Amen.
Very
Absolutely.
Important. That's your weapon, folks. Don't ever forget
that. That's right. In fact,
Scott,
when... Go ahead.
Yeah, didn't you touch on that in your new book, Hoodoo Voodoo?
Yeah. When we speak, we do speak into the spirit realm. And with that confidence, knowing that as I speak, it is so. I talk about pistis. Pistis is faith. It's a Greek term meaning that I don't just have faith, I know that I know that I know. That's when the devil scared you. That's when he runs, because you know who you are in Christ and you're not taking any guff off of him. And that is when they tremble, because when you walk in authority, they know it. And just like our fathers, you know, when they would raise a voice and tell us to do something, you know, we would snap to it. Well, that's exactly what takes place in the spirit realm.
Interesting. Yeah. And for those that are weary and going through battles, as believers, you know, we're here to lift up arms and stand with folks that are going through. And that's why the Faith Radio, getting those out, is so important to me, because just, you know, seeing what the enemy does to people is traumatizing in itself. Because the devil is such a vicious beast. And
one of his tactics is to isolate. So if you've lost the will to fight, or you think that you do not have worth, you will isolate yourself. Mm. You'll just turn everything off. You'll close the door, close the drapes, and you won't talk to anybody.
Wow.
That's one of the last things that take place before someone takes their life. And here's what's interesting. A lot of the people that have committed suicide, if they are naked when they're found dead, that's a sure sign that the demons were the ones who did it, because they enjoy the fact of humiliating the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
Because we're made in the image of God, and anything to defile God is they really enjoy it. So that's what we find.
Vicious.
Yeah.
Vicious. And listen, folks, devil is a liar. Now, we're going to have Scott pray over the audience tonight on WWCR tonight. If anyone lift their hand in faith in agreement with this, to loose that hope, faith, and victory, and also rebuke any of this hopelessness and apathy, and you know, whatever might be going on tonight. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Scott, would you just pray as a man of God over the audience tonight?
Okay. And just like you said in 1 John 1:9, you know, we're to confess our sins. And in that, we're cleansed of all unrighteousness.
Amen.
So I'm just going to move forward in that. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that are weary, those that have depression, those that have anxieties, those that have fear, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I speak into the spirit world, I take the sword of the Spirit, I cut it off of them like the precision of a surgeon's knife. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke, I bind, and I cast down, and I render to no effect all assignments of the enemy off of those who are listening right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, right now, may the warmth and the love of you just descend upon them, that they know that you love them, that your hand is upon them. And in that, Father, they're able to hold their head up and know who they are in Christ, that they will know that their name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that they have the seal of God upon their forehead in the name of Jesus. And Father, with this, we give you all the praise and all the glory. And Father, may they move forward, just like the original went on to bring in the 70 out. Then from there, it'll be 170 and 300 and 4,000 and so forth. And from that point forward, that Father, anything that stands in the way, just like a steamroller, is just going to go right down. Lord. And in that, Father, again, this is for your glory. But Father, also for children. Those that are being abused, those are being neglected, those that are being rejected. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, as they hear this, or those that know of anyone like that, as they go into their prayer closet, Father, may the angels of your choice be released to engulf around them to protect them. Yes. For Father, we know that you love all of this, and you wish that none should perish. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we call upon you, we also thank you. And Jesus, thank you for what you did, because without that, I could not do this. We could not do this. And we thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. I receive that.
Yes.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise you.
Yes.
Thank you, God. And Father God, we just add to that we just, that we pray, God, that you lose sufficient legions of angels to surround and encamp around anybody that is going through any of these attacks, like Scott was touching on. Let the angels charge these foul forces, any spirits of hopelessness and despair, depression and oppression. We bind them, rebuke them, and sever them in Jesus' name. So be it. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Incidentally, if you want to get a hold of Scott, We're going to give out his contact information. As you can see, he's a very seasoned, well-balanced minister and also end-time revelation. So we would love to probably, if we ever get the meetings back up in the city, get him out here. Now, Scott, contact information to get a hold of you?
Well, the best thing to do is to go right to my website, scotthensler.org. And if you go to Google, I'm on the first three pages, so you can't miss it. But from there, you'll see live stream, you'll see YouTube, you'll see blog talk shows. Now, I have over 30 hours of teaching on for my book, Second Heaven Invasion. The condensed paperback that I have of that is Hoodoo Voodoo, which you can get from me. In there are prayers in the back of the deliverance chapters, deliverance for children, spiritual warfare, breaking curses. So everything, again, is accessible from scotthensler.org, and I've got an office number, which will be on the contact on the website, or you can email me, scott@scotthensler.org.
How do you spell the last name?
H-E-N-S-L-E-R.
Good, because I was calling you a movie star.
Hensley.
A movie star name. Okay, praise God. I will thank you for joining us, sir.
All right, thank
you. God bless you. God bless you, RIP. God bless you. By the faith and the blood of Jesus, we'll be back next week. By the grace of God, amen. Shouts out. Good night, everybody. We love you. The Lord loves you. Amen. Good night.